My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Don't be surprised if. Need a bold prediction for the upcoming 2024 Washington season. 301-230-0980. Look, I've been talking about this one for a while, Denton. And I'm gonna get more specific because I'm gonna quantify this as well. Don't be surprised if Brian Robinson Jr. rushes for 1,200 plus yards, but more than that, catches 50 passes for another 450 yards. Don't be surprised if Brian Robinson Jr. ends up being a Pro Bowl selection this year for Washington. You know, last year, the leading rushers in the league, it was Christian McCaffrey, you know, and Derrick Henry pretty much. It was Christian McCaffrey by a lot, and then that was at 1,459 yards. And then it was Derrick Henry at second with 1,167 yards. 1,200 yards last year would have been good for number two in the league in rushing yardage. Now, that is not necessarily what we've seen in recent years, where 1,200 yards would have been that high up on the list. In 2022, 1,200 yards wouldn't even, you know, right at 1,200 wouldn't have gotten you into the top five, because Josh Jacobs, Derrick Henry, Nick Chubb, Saquon Barkley, Miles Sanders were all well north of 1,200 yards. But Brian Robinson Jr., 1,200 yards rushing, another 50 catches for 450 yards, and he makes an NFC Pro Bowl in his third season in the NFL. That's my don't be surprised if fill in the blank. Denton, what's yours?
For me, I'm staying on the offensive side of the ball. Don't be surprised if Terry McLaurin breaks Santana Moss's 14.83 mark in terms of single-season yardage. I saw a video, Kevin, this weekend. It was meant to make Trayvon Diggs look really good, but what it ended up doing was making Terry McLaurin look amazing. It was a compilation of Trayvon Diggs guarding Terry McLaurin. There were eight throws in this like minute-long video package. One of them was good coverage by Trayvon Diggs. One of them was holding. Five of them, Terry McLaurin was open and underthrown, and one was a touchdown. The fact that he has a quarterback that will not underthrow him on a regular basis, I think Terry McLaurin's in for a massive season this year.
That would be a massive season. So your prediction is that Terry McLaurin sets the single-season reception yardage record for Washington. It's 1,483 yards. Santana Moss did it in 2005. By the way, Terry McLaurin's best yardage season, which was in 2022, 1,191 yards, ranks 13th on the all-time franchise reception yardage for a single season list. I mean, it's way down there. Look, I'm not blaming it on Terry. We know why. We've had terrible quarterback play while he's been in the league. But that just goes to show you that as good as Terry's been, his best season yardage-wise, 13th all-time in franchise history. By the way, his best catch season of 87 catches isn't even in the top five. It's number six, tied for six, actually, with Jordan Reed, with what he did in 2015. 301-230-0980. I've got Brian Robinson Jr. making the Pro Bowl, rushing for 1,200 plus yards and catching 50 plus balls for 450 yards. Touchdown count, double digits. You know, I'll give you 12 touchdowns, 14 touchdowns on the year. You know, 10 rushing, 4 receptions, somewhere around there. I think that the offense, with the dual threat nature of it and Jaden's ability, is going to really open things up for Brian Robinson Jr. As it did, by the way, with Alfred Morris for those years. Alfred Morris holds a single season rushing title for the franchise when he rushed in 2012 for 1,613 yards. That's the all-time mark for the franchise, 1,613 yards. He had 13 touchdowns rushing, Alfred Morris did, in 2012. All right, don't be surprised if, bold prediction for the Commanders' upcoming 2024 season. Let's start with Kurt in Hagerstown. Kurt, go ahead.
Big Kevin, thanks for taking my call, sir.
Sure.
So don't be surprised if you only see one cornerback from the depth chart on the field in a lot of defensive packages. Looking at the roster breakdown that they set out, the depth chart, I only saw 5 corners, lots of safeties, and I feel like our best cover guys outside of Sharon still are our safeties. So I'm looking forward to seeing, like, the different matchups that Quinn comes out with.
Yeah, I mean, that's really getting into the specifics, but I love it because you're right. You know, they kept 6 safeties, basically, and Quan Martin is incredibly versatile, as we know. So I think we're going to see a lot of Quan Martin and Jeremy Chinn, and probably, you know, a guy that some people didn't even think was going to make the team, and Derek Forrest on the team. But that speaks also, right, Kurt, to the fact that there isn't a lot of confidence right now in the corners. By the way, Washington put out its official depth chart. Okay, this is now official, not unofficial as it was in preseason, and we will get into that on the show today. Thanks, Kurt. Let's go to Little. Little, don't be surprised if. Bold prediction for Washington's 2024 season. Go ahead.
Coach, thank you for taking my call. Welcome back.
Sure.
Shout out to Double D. Hey, look, I've been thinking this way. I think it's our time, Kevin. Don't be surprised if we win the division. The football gods got to send that halo our way. This man, it's been a while. But don't be surprised if we win the division. I know you're saying, man, Little, you must be crazy, but that's how I'm thinking. I'm
no,
going into
that's
the
bold. That is bold. They are a long shot to win the division. You know, right now, Philly is a slight favorite over Dallas, and then you got Washington and the Giants way back there odds-wise. But I'm with you on them, as you know, having a much better season record-wise than most people are predicting. Thanks, Little. Aveen, don't be surprised if. Go ahead.
Hi, Kevin. Don't be surprised if Washington has a top 5 rush offense this season. I've been rewatching Jaden Daniels' highlights this week to get pumped up for the season. And I ask anybody to rewatch those games against at Alabama and at Missouri, him running the ball, and how silly and helpless he makes those defenders look. How easily he gets in and out of trouble, where it looks like he's surrounded 1 second, and then all of a sudden he's off to the races. Nick Saban called Jaden Daniels an angle breaker, like a defender thinks they have an angle on him and he easily outruns it. So I think we might have one of the hardest to tackle quarterbacks in the league. And having a quarterback that good of a runner, as good as a Lamar Jackson, it makes it elevates the rush offense so much. And then you have Cliff Kingsbury, who's shown in the past he knows how to scheme up a rush offense. Brian Robinson, who I think didn't get a fair shot last season. It was an inept offense. But his underlying stats are still good. His yards after contact and his missed tackle rate. And then Austin Eckler. I know fantasy isn't reality, but Austin, nobody's had a bigger drop-off in fantasy than Austin Eckler just because of some injuries. He was viewed as the second best running back after McCaffrey. So I could easily see us having a top 5 rush offense this season.
I love that. I'm with you on that. I think that's there's a distinct possibility of that, which would go, you know, essentially in conflict with what a lot of people believe a Cliff Kingsbury offense looks like. But I don't think it's going to look like what some people think it's going to look like. I think it's going to look like what you just described. And keep in mind, if you just go through the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, Lamar Jackson in Baltimore, Justin Fields in Chicago, Jalen Hurts and Philly, these were the top rushing teams in the NFL. And it's because they had their quarterback involved in the run game. Joe in Springfield. Joe, don't be surprised if a bold prediction for Washington's upcoming season. Go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, what's going on?
Hey, Joe.
So I'm going to go on the defense side, and I'm going to say that don't be surprised if Daron Payne and Jonathan Allen have career years in sacks. And I'm saying that because Jamin Davis is now going to be in a new position at defensive end. It would not surprise me if teams try to double-team Jamin Davis, and that could make it a way for Allen and Payne to get to the quarterback a lot more. I believe that they are probably finally thrilled that there's a system that could work. I mean, we said that before with defense in the past, but if you have Jamin Davis move to a new position, that's going to make it open for Allen and Payne to, I believe, having career years in sacks, and I also believe we'll get a playoff victory as well. I mean, we haven't had one since my senior year of high school, so take care, Kevin.
Thanks for the call. Has John Allen, Daron Payne had a double-digit sack year, right, in 22, Denton?
Yeah, he had 11 and a half, I believe.
Has John had a double-digit sack year?
I don't think so. I think his career high is 9.
9?
9 or 9 and a half. Let me pull that up, but I believe it's
11
9.
And a half, Payne. Here it is on Payne. And then John 7 and a half in 2022. So they combined for 19 sacks in 2022. Billy, finish it up for us. Don't be surprised if. Go ahead.
Kevin, good morning. The first thing I would say is, you know, you often open segments with the band Pearl Jam. You know, they're out on tour. They'll be in Baltimore next week. I'd strongly recommend. I've seen them a couple times.
I've just gotten sick of Eddie over the years, to be honest with you. But go ahead.
Well, I think the new album is tremendous, Kevin. I don't know how much you've listened to it, Dark Matter.
But you
should listen.
Okay.
You'd enjoy it. I've been critical of this the consortium, Kevin. They've started to prove their worth to me in recent times here. The removal of the Sean Taylor mannequin, the Jason Wright move. I think it was critical that they let that kicker go when there were those allegations out there. They acknowledged.
By the way, cleared of those allegations yesterday. Charges dropped on Brandon McManus.
Understood, Kevin, and relatable to this moment. But I still, in my opinion, you send a message to people who are looking for that type of opportunity, and you send a message to the league that we're not tolerating this.
So what's your don't be surprised if?
They've said they're going to bring a new stadium in the league. Into the city. That's great news. Don't be surprised if you don't see this team in the NFC Championship.
We've
improved on defense. We got a new quarterback.
Yeah.
I think teams in the NFC have stepped backwards over the offseason. The 49ers, in my opinion. The Eagles, in my opinion.
All right. I gotta go. We got a guest coming up, but I want to leave it on that because it's been a while since we've gotten anything positive from Billy. You and I all of a sudden have turned. We're into this year. This segment of the show is brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Frank Schwab, we've had Frank on the show many times from Yahoo Sports. He'll be our guest next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.